We have a great show for you lined up here today. At the top, backers of stronger early childhood education in Michigan were encouraged recently when Governor Rick Snyder approved a new state budget that increases early childhood funding next year by $65 million. The governor says the investment should reduce by half the number of preschoolers from low-income families waiting to get into Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program. Now, the governor and others support more spending to eliminate the waiting list altogether. That totals around 32,000 children. Tonight, Governor Snyder will attend a Lansing fundraiser in support of early childhood efforts. A growing number of education policy experts and elected officials of both parties appear to be supportive of strengthening preschool education. But beyond the funding, what other factors are involved in early childhood education here in Michigan? Joining us to help answer that question are Kelly Mix, an early childhood learning specialist at Michigan State University. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
And Tanya Wright is on the phone with us. She is an assistant professor of early childhood education at Michigan State as well. Hi, Tanya.
Hi there.
It's nice to have both of you along. You two come at this from different perspectives, though, which is one of the reasons I wanted both of you on the segment. Kelly, why don't you briefly describe what you do exactly involving early childhood ed?
Sure. I'm a developmental psychologist, and my research focuses on how children learn mathematics, mostly in the early childhood period.
Okay.
Before I went into psychology, I was an elementary school teacher as well. But for the last 20 years, I've done research on how children learn in preschool.
Okay, very interesting. And Tanya, what about you?
My background is in early language and literacy instruction. I also used to be a kindergarten teacher and a reading specialist. So I really look at curriculum and instruction that supports early language and literacy learning.
Okay, very good. Let's assume for the sake of discussion that we have reached some kind of consensus here in Michigan regarding early childhood ed, and that let's assume that investment in it will continue to rise, at least modestly, just for the sake of discussion again. Beyond this financial investment, what other factors will determine whether it's successful? What do you think, Kelly?
I think it depends on how much support they give teachers who are actually working with children this age, and what they're going to use the money for. If teachers in the preschools understand enough about how children learn and what they need to know when they enter kindergarten. And I think it's actually a little controversial trying to figure out the best way to prepare kids for kindergarten, but we know that that's one of the main goals of early childhood intervention, is to make sure that all the kids enter school on sort of a level playing field.
Okay. What would that support look like then? How would we move closer to a level playing field?
I think that we need to do a lot more with teacher professional development for early childhood. I think Tanya can probably speak to this better than I can, but I understand that the certification regulations for early childhood are not quite as tight as they are in K through 12, and that might be an issue.
Okay, Tanya, what do you think beyond the money, beyond the funding?
What's
going to make the difference?
Yeah, I agree completely, which is the quality of the programs, right? Just giving money to a program doesn't tell you what's actually happening between teachers and children in the program. I think we know a lot about what a strong program looks like. We know that teachers need to create a positive climate that's responsive to children. We know that they need to be able to manage the classroom in different situations when children work in whole groups, small groups, individually. And we know that they need to provide strong instructional support, so modeling high levels of oral language, being responsive in their feedback to children, and focusing on children's conceptual development. So those are some of the things that we're looking for, but it is going to take a lot of education, training, professional development to make sure that we have a workforce who are ready to provide that kind of program for children.
Kelly, can you describe for us the classroom behaviors that you are most interested in as far as either teachers or students are concerned? What are you looking for in a classroom of such young learners that gives you confidence that real quality learning is taking place?
You know, it's kind of funny because in my line of research, I look at how children develop number concepts. We know that teachers actually provide very little input on math or numeracy in preschool. It's surprising. And actually, parents provide pretty limited input as well. So
what needs to happen then?
They need to start talking about number and math as a starting point. I mean, just having some input during the day would be helpful. When we look at parents who are working with their young children, they provide a lot of scaffolding. They take advantage of situations that come up to
What is scaffolding?
Scaffolding is when you see your child trying to do a task, jumping in just enough to help them get over, you know, get up to the level where they can achieve something, but not necessarily sitting them down and teaching them.
Interesting term.
If you're playing with your child, for example, and you say, oh, look, we've got 5 teddy bears, how many cups do we need to go get for them? That would be an example of taking advantage of a natural play situation, but bringing number into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that happens very much right now in preschool.
What does happen right now in preschool?
You know, this brings up what I think is one of the critical issues in this whole discussion is that we know that young children learn naturally through play. And traditionally, developmental psychologists have told teachers of young children to focus on play, to have a sort of an unstructured environment where they can explore. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that. But we also know that in middle-class homes, children get input, and they need to have some input on math, and they need to have some input on reading to start to make sense of those symbol systems and start to gain those skills. So I think there's really a tension between kind of taking the K-12 approach and pushing that down into preschool and making it too formal and too rigid and focused on testing versus letting children play on structure.
Losing the play.
And I think that the key there is to teach teachers to be able to see those moments when they can jump in the child's natural play and take advantage of that to give them the input they need.
Tanya, what do you think?
Yeah, and I think there are also ways for teachers to really structure the environment or structure the play, you know, through appropriate materials to, you know, push children towards having those times when they can really learn. So I do think there's been some controversy in our field about preschools being too academic and not developmentally appropriate enough. And I think more and more what we're seeing is that we are able to, you know, do quote-unquote academic things like have young children learn early literacy, early mathematics, early science, and that these kids are really engaged in learning about their world, but in ways that are developmentally appropriate, through play, through read-alouds, so that they're learning something, but it doesn't look like a K-12 classroom.
No standardized testing, nothing like that.
Well,
that's an interesting issue.
Well, I think that's part of the controversy. There are some people who think that we should be doing standardized testing even in preschool as a way of actually, you know, it's not testing doesn't have to be all bad if it's defining a target and making sure that you're doing what you need to get kids where you want them to go. But the problem with testing in our educational system right now is it's so often used to evaluate teachers, and it's sort of punitive, and no one wants to see that going down into the preschool. So, I would not say it's out of the question to see preschool standardized testing. I know that it's been in development for a couple of years now.
Briefly, I think somewhat in use in Head Start, right?
Yeah.
Tanya, I'm curious what you make of Kelly's assertion that maybe there isn't enough emphasis on numbers amongst preschoolers. Do you tend to agree or not?
I think that's absolutely, absolutely true. not enough emphasis on numbers. We don't see a lot of emphasis on early literacy, although more so than mathematics and science, and especially very little science, which is a bit sad, right? Because little kids are so excited to learn about their world. And sometimes I think there's a concern that if we're helping kids to learn about whatever it is that they're interested in, the life cycle of frogs, we're becoming too academic. When I think in reality, that's the kind of interaction that goes on in homes where kids are successfully prepared for school, right? When the kid sees a frog, the parents are talking to the child about the frog and about its life cycle, about different types of creatures, taking kids to the zoo. So in reality, I think those are exactly the type of experience experiences that we want children to have in their early childhood program.
That's just fascinating, though, the tension between the play and the more didactic approach to education, because that's there's the tension.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. I don't think that anyone's advocating a didactic approach in early childhood, those of us who want literacy and mathematics. We're really advocating learning through play.
That might not have been the best word to use, but I think you get the idea. I've heard from both of you then that in one form or another, that early childhood teachers are less apt to have a college degree than teachers at other levels. Kelly, you suggested that arguably needs to change with this growing interest in early childhood. Are we moving toward a day when a degree will be required, or maybe at least the norm, Kelly?
Well, I would like to see that happen. I think that it's sort of a fallacy that early childhood education doesn't require a lot of preparation because they're young children and what they're doing is playing, and their conceptual development is at such an early level you don't really need to be prepared, when in fact I think it could be argued that it's the opposite, that a lot of what's happening in the early childhood period is pretty sophisticated conceptually. And if you can't see the nuances in what children are learning and what they need to learn, it would be really difficult to catch those moments and take advantage of them. So I think that early childhood education takes a great deal of skill. And I would like to see the educational system provide more support for teachers in developing that.
Tanya?
I think Michigan's Great Start programs are requiring a BA, or at least for teachers to be on their way to getting a BA. And I agree completely that teachers need a lot of training to do this really well. That said, I think the jury's still out on whether having a degree itself is what impacts teacher quality. I think it's more, right, because a degree could mean anything.
I agree.
But I think it's more what teachers learn to do as they get their degree that matters as to the quality of the program.
Well, this is a fascinating subject, and it's one we'll continue to watch very closely. It's one that Michigan State, of course, is pretty heavily involved in over at its College of Education. We'll also mention that about 200 mid-Michigan women will join Governor Snyder tonight here in Lansing for the annual Twilight Gathering fundraiser. If you'd like more information about that, visit womenscaringprogram.org for more information. And we want to thank our two guests, Tanya Wrights, an assistant professor of early childhood education at MSU, and Kelly Mix is an early childhood learning specialist also here at Michigan State. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.